Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Jij hebt een brief gestuurd naar de ambassadeur, de Nederlandse ambassadeur in Canberra. Waarom heb je dat gedaan?
Het was een opdracht van school en ik ben half Nederlands en daar ben ik trots op.
Ja. Je doet heel goed je best. And if you want, I can swap to English.
Okay.
Everyone heard you can speak Dutch, but I understand it's more easy to speak English, right? So you had to do an assignment for school. You had to... What was it exactly?
It was writing, and we were just told to write letters to ambassadors of a country, and I chose the Netherlands.
Oh. And then you... What did you expect? You wrote the letter earlier this month, and what did you expect?
I didn't expect her to reply, but she did, and she came to the classroom.
Yeah, she did not reply, she did not send you a letter, but she came to your class. But she's usually in Canberra.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was very exciting. And a little bit nerve-wracking as well.
I can imagine. So, when did you hear that she was coming to your school?
I heard a week ago that she was going to come to the classroom.
And was everyone excited?
Most people were, I think.
It's probably the first time that an ambassador visited a school, right? Because normally maybe the mayor, and now it was an ambassador.
Yeah.
Did they have to prepare extra stuff or?
We made posters in Dutch saying, welcome to year six.
How do you say that in Dutch?
Welcome in jaar zes.
And then what did she do? Did she, I think I read she did a little presentation.
Yeah, we prepared questions for her to answer, and we also made her thank you cards to give to her at the end.
Did you know a lot about the Netherlands already before she visited?
Yes, but she also taught me that the Netherlands has lots of islands.
You didn't know that?
No.
And what else did she tell you? I mean, how long was the visit for?
She stayed for about an hour.
And what did she have to say?
Well, she just answered the questions and she seemed to be excited, I guess.
And can you give me another example of a question and also tell me the answer?
I think one of the questions were, what do you do as an ambassador and how do you communicate with Australia's Prime Minister and the Dutch Prime Minister.
So what did she say? What was her answer?
She said that she has like their number so she can just call them and ask them the questions.
Did you prepare maybe a Dutch song or was that too hard? Because you're probably the only one who can speak Dutch in your classroom, right?
Yeah. We didn't prepare a song or anything.
You had the opportunity to take a photo with her?
Yeah. At the end, Mr. McLean, my teacher, asked for us to take a photo together.
So now I wonder, if it was something you had to do for school, did the others get an answer from ambassadors?
Well, someone else called Sophia, she got an answer from the Slovak embassy, and he also came over the Friday before.
What? Popular school? What a great experience.
Yeah.
Linda, jij bent natuurlijk de trotse moeder van Mieke. Hoe vond jij dat nou, dat gewoon door zo'n brief komt de ambassadeur langs?
Ja, dat was natuurlijk wel een verrassing toen ze dat vertelde tegen mij. Dat verwacht je natuurlijk niet, dat zoiets zou gebeuren.
En kon je er ook bij zijn?
Helaas konden wij er niet bij zijn, vanwege de restricties op het moment. Maar de meester had foto's genomen en die heeft hij naar ons toe gestuurd. Dus dat was erg leuk.
Hoe vond de school het zelf? Heb je daar wat van gehoord?
De school vond het ook erg interessant. En ja, Nederland is natuurlijk maar een klein kikkerlandje. Dus voor de kindertjes om over Nederland te leren. Ja, dat was natuurlijk hartstikke leuk.
Mieke, laatste vraag in het Nederlands. Mama die komt uit Nederland. Ben jij zelf vaak in Nederland geweest?
Ja, ik ben wel 5 keer in Nederland geweest. Mijn opa en oma gewoon daar. We zijn daar nog ieder dit jaar geweest. We bezochten de Zaanse Schans, want daar is mijn moeder vandaan en hebben veel werk afgestoken en veel gefietst. Ik vind poppetjes en drop heel leuk.
That are your Dutch roots. That's in your DNA, I think. Thank you so much, Mieke.
Thank you.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.